You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the dial, and WMFO.org online.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, la, la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, la, la. Children sing and clap their hands and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him and he even understands. Gumara
marches and kumbhas do they dance a darandel. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings Ojo Charil, hey, jingity jing, it's time to make the donkey, jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la la la.
Let's see now, what did we hear this time round? We heard, let's see. Okay, first we heard Freddie King with, where was that? What was the song called? It was, I Hear Jingle Bells, okay. Then we had Robin Trower doing A Little Town of Bethlehem from the album Merry Xmas Volume 2 from 1998. And that sure sounds different than singing it in church, huh? Robin Tarwitz is a great guitarist. I love that one. Then you heard a fun song, Dominic the Donkey by Lou Monti. It was a single in 1960 and apparently popular in Italian-American households. And I am Italian-American, but I can say I never heard of Dominic the Donkey until Walter, who was not Italian, made reference to it several years ago. And it's a fun song, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people enjoy it. And the set ended with the English rock band Slade doing Merry Christmas Everybody, which came out in 1973 and hit number one in the UK. It was Slade's best-selling and most successful single, and it was released during every decade since 1973. And it's funny because it's a huge popular song in the UK to this day, and I had never heard it or heard of it. It's interesting. Mitch is there listening, Mitch Wild from in the UK, and he knows the song. I told him I was playing a UK Christmas song, and he guessed which one. I figured he would. Now I have, let's see, what's next? Some serious guitar time for Christmas, I guess we could say, huh? As you know, I'm not going to leave serious guitar out. And which one do I have next? Let me look for 1 second. Alrighty. What I have now is another one of Joe Bonamassa's Christmas releases. I don't remember which year he put this one out on, but this is Merry Christmas, Baby.
Thank you. mistletoe. Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Okay, for the start of our Christmas series guitar time, first you heard Joe Bonamassa doing Merry Christmas, Baby. Then you heard something from the 2008 album, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, or Metal Christmas and a Headbanging New Year. That was Oh Christmas Tree, done by Doro Pesch, German singer who fronted the metal band Warlock and did solo work. German guitarist Michael Schenker, who was in the Scorpions for their first album, then went on to UFO, probably his best known band. Had the Michael Schenker group and solo stuff. Frank Benali, the drummer who was with Quiet Riot and Wasp and others, and English bass player Tony Franklin, best known for playing a fretless bass and played with The Firm, Blue Murder, Roy Harper, and others. The song Oh Christmas Tree came from the German song Oh Tannenbaum, which had nothing to do with Christmas or Christmas trees. But oh man, Michael Schenker's guitar in that, like, wow, that guy's a great guitarist. As is, but it was like, that song was wow. Then after that, you heard Joe Satriani doing Silent Night, Holy Night Jam from 1997's Merry Xmas, A Guitar Christmas. Now we got some more serious guitar time for Christmas. We have Gary Hoey with Deck the Halls from 2003's Ho Ho Hoey, The Complete Correction. Collection, I'm sorry. Yes, he put out, Gary Hoey's put out a series of Ho Ho Hoey Christmas albums and performed some of these songs on air at various radio stations at Christmas time. It's the first time I was aware of him. I had the radio on and he was on doing Christmas songs in the studio. And though I didn't realize it, I have this album, Heavy Bones, which is hard rock band in the early 90s, and he is the guitarist on that. I didn't realize it until later. But anyway, it's good stuff. And so here is Gary Hoey with Deck the Halls. might lose some more series guitar for Christmas. Let's see, we did... I don't remember where I left off talking to you. Gary Hoey, I believe, with Deck the Halls from Ho Ho Hoey, the complete collection. Then you heard Steve Vai with Christmas Time Is Here, also from Merry Xmas, A Guitar Christmas. And then what was a longtime favorite Christmas rock Christmas song of mine, which for some reason I hadn't heard on the radio or even heard mentioned in recent years, with Jimi Hendrix with a medley of Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, Auld Lang Syne. It was released in 2010 as Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, a CD single. This was recorded during a rehearsal with Buddy Miles and Billy Cox for the 1969 Fillmore East New Year's Eve concert that would be captured on the Band of Gypsies album. It's a great album also. Now I have, a Christmas gift for you, my listeners here. I've been hearing Christmas music all night, and there still might be a little more, but I wanted to give you this gift. A brand spanking new song from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. They're releasing a new album, Black Coffee, on January 26th. It's their third studio album, and it's an album of covers of soul tunes, though not the usual. They went for songs that are more under the radar, you could say. Appropriate, huh? The album was recorded in 5 days at the studio at the Palms in Las Vegas in August of 2016. And this song is Black Coffee. You've heard Rival Sons' cover of Humble Pie's version of the song on this show before. The song actually goes back to 1948. So here are Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa with Black Coffee, their new song.
again. Would have been good to go for lunch. Couldn't agree, and we're both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't, of course, till summertime. Out to the beach to his buff, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page. Of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind. I've been doing too much.
You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. He's looking at a list and he's taking it twice. He's going by there. He's going your guys. Slay.
Jersey Turnpike.